Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The sixth meeting of Cuban residents in Spain raised its voice in Bilbao, Basque Country, in favor of the Caribbean nation while joining demonstrations against the U.S. blockade. According to Prensa Latina, the meeting concluded with two events denouncing Washington's economic siege against Cuba for more than six decades. The expressions of solidarity for Cuba and the repudiation of the blockade took place on a boat with live music by Cuban singer Orlys Pineda on the estuary of Bilbao, following is a rally in front of the town hall in Bilbao. All Basque trade unions, solidarity groups, political parties, and the coordinating committee of the non-governmental organizations for development of Euskadi supported both events. Under the slogan, Cuba Unites Us, participants made an energetic call to end the blockade, which this year marks 60 years of its proclamation. The blockade against Cuba expects to be condemned again for the 30th time at the United Nations General Assembly. A donation of 400,000 bags of food, electrical equipment, and roofs arrived in Cuba from Venezuela as a contribution to the recovery of the severe damages caused by Hurricane Ian. The cargo was received at the port of Mariel, 45 kilometers from the Cuban capital, by the ambassador of that nation, Adán Chávez, and the Minister of Internal Trade, Betsy Díaz, in an act of solidarity and brotherhood between the peoples of Latin America and the Caribbean, and recognition of the efforts of the Cuban people and government to recover in the shortest time possible. This ship is the first of two that will arrive on the island from Venezuela in the coming days. Ovidio Terrazas, the mayor of the municipality of Pucará, place in Bolivia where Commander Ernesto Che Guevara fought for last time, called on Sunday for the end of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba. La Higuera is located in our municipality, a spot dependent on the province of Valle Grande, which established a too strong link between this far-flung place and the Cuban people, Terrazas said in an interview to Prensa Latina. In the midst of preparations for this Sunday's political act for the 55th anniversary election, Terrazas told how Che managed to twin Pucará residents with Cuba. Through the beautiful history, this great man bequeathed us. People from all over the world are visiting us. He is life for our municipality, and he must be in heaven. Yet he lives in our people's heart, Terrazas said. Many of those who had the chance of studying in Cuba, he stated, assisted us in difficult times, such as amid the COVID-19 pandemic, and nowadays they continue treating our population. We fully reject the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the U.S. government on the entire Cuban population, Terrazas expressed emphatically. From La Higuera, we say to the United States that Bolivia, as an independent nation, will not be their plunder and will always oppose all those aggressive actions against the Cuban people, Terrazas concluded. Cuba is not alone is the name of a campaign developed today by friends of the Caribbean country in Chile with the aim of raising funds to help it repair the damage caused by Hurricane Ian. This initiative started from a self-convocation of friends who in some way have had some relationship with Cuba, some lived or studied there, and also from Cubans residing in this country, explained Vasily Carrillo, one of the organizers. The campaign began on October 3 and will run until the 18th, although it could last a little longer, Carrillo told Prensa Latina. The objective is to raise money through a bank account to buy electrical supplies and some materials such as helmets, gloves, switches, cables, and send them to the island in coordination with solidarity organizations in Argentina and Panama, he said. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio. Looking forward to meeting again next Monday.